Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Montreal-based jazz composer, producer, and drummer Frankie Freedom. We talked about his new self-titled 2022 CD, COVID Life, his history in music, and much more. With the production help of Frederick Robinson, he was able to incorporate his musical knowledge and music production skills to write an album rich in sound and material while keeping catchy melodies all along. He started to play the drums at the age of 8, and he's never stopped. Enjoy the story.
Love the name. I love the stage name you got. It's wonderful.
Oh, thanks. It's actually a translation of my French name.
Oh, cool. Very
cool. Yeah.
It's very swanky, man. I guess it kind of lives up to your music billing. I mean, the thing that I really like about what you're doing is, for me, obviously I have a jazz show, but there's a lot of elements that I love in the world of music. I mean, I love the electronica scene. I love all kinds of these other funky elements that are getting interjected into music, and I've seen a lot of that more over the pandemic. So, you know, speaking of pandemic, this is coming out during the tail end of this, and there's going to be more chances to perform live. So, overall, how does this new album feel for you?
Yeah, actually, it was a long process for me because I always wanted to write my own stuff because I've been playing drums for many, many years, and I've been playing with artists here in Quebec and in Canada. But I always wanted to write my stuff. So I've been writing some stuff before the pandemic. So when it happened, it was the right time for me to, you know, sit down and write my music and do it full time. So it was a good opportunity for me to do that.
So over this time that we've had, largely over the last 2 years of this, you know, kind of quarantine shutdown, what did you learn about yourself that maybe you didn't realize before that's going to make you just that much stronger as a musician and performer when you get back at it, promote this album?
Yeah, that's a good question. I had a side of my music inspiration that I wanted to get going. So with that said, I sat down and I just wrote, you know, a bunch of ideas and I started to find my own voice, my own sound, if that makes sense. And so I started writing my music, and you know, after a couple months, it makes sense that, you know, I wanted to keep this going after the pandemic. So I'm gonna build my own band and start doing some shows here and there in some music festivals, because here in Quebec, it just started to open. All the music scenes were not open until, I think, last month. So it wasn't possible to do any live music back here. So now that it's opening up, I mean, I see a lot of potential, you know, gigs and jazz festival and all that stuff coming. So I hope it's gonna keep going, and we're gonna make more music in the upcoming months.
Right on. So what are some of your musical influences? I know you started playing early on in your life, but who would you cite as influences and people that kind of inspired the way that you not only found your sound but your voice?
Yeah, so I've been listening to a bunch of music since I'm a kid, actually. So, you know, my first inspiration were jazz fusion musicians like Dave Weckl, Chick Corea, and all those jazz fusion guys. When I was a kid, around, you know, 10 years old, I was listening to a lot of this stuff. Then later on, I felt in love with, you know, prog rock music, electronic music. I have a bunch of influences, and really combining all my influences in one style, that was hard for me because I loved electronic music, but I wanted also the aspect of jazz and R&B music in it. Yeah, so basically I've been, you know, listening to those jazz fusion guys, then prog rock like Porcupine Tree or Dream Theater like 20 years ago. then I fell in love with electronic music, like, you know, Deadmau5, Madeon, all those guys. Later on, you know, I was listening more to guys like Hiatus Coyote, Frederick Robinson, who is a co-producer on my album. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of music, so I don't have all the names in my head. But
what was the first live show that you saw? I mean, it could be jazz, it can be otherwise, that really moved you, that made you think that's something you want to do with your life.
I think it was. Do you know the band Uzeb? Uzeb, or it's a jazz fusion band from Montreal that was quite popular in the 80s. It's with the bass player Alain Caron and Michel Cusson, Paul Brochu. They are a quite famous jazz musician here in Quebec.
Yeah.
And I saw them in show when I was probably around 8 or 10 years old. And, you know, it made me want to do this as a living. So that's where I wanted to do music full-time and start a career.
So how did everything start for you? I mean, in the beginning, what were, you know, what kind of shows did you have, and how did things kind of ramp up for you?
Basically, I've been doing, when I was a teenager, I've been doing some drum contests, like the basic drum contest, Roland V drum contest, and all those stuff. And, you know, I had some good results and wins, so I realized that, you know, hey, maybe I can really do this as a living. It kept me going, and I decided to, you know, study in music. I went to Berkeley. Mm-hmm. Then I came back. I studied music production here in Montreal. After that, I started to play a lot of gigs here. So I played with a bunch of different styles of artists, like pop music, country music, jazz music, and I've been going like this for the last around 10 years. So I've seen a lot of shows, and I've played a lot of shows. Yeah, I just wanted to move forward and do my own music. So, but it came from all those experiences.
Well, you know, the one thing too is that, you know, you have the opportunity to create music every day, you know, as a professional musician. What do you like the best about being a professional musician? What motivates you every day?
It's the creative side, for sure. I love creating some, you know, new music, new connection with people. I love, you know, when you do the same show every night, I love bringing some little new ideas every time to just improve the music in general the best I can. And but yeah, my favorite side of doing music, what keeps me going is definitely the creative side of the business. Yeah.
As we get ready to return to live music more, and you're getting ready to promote this album, you know, we've largely been away from live music for about 2 years now. What do you hope we all realize about the power of live music when we return to it?
Oh man, it's so important. Like, I think people forgot how great we feel when we see a band or a live performance. It's a feeling I missed a lot. It feels so good to get back on the stage, but it also feels so good to see other people play in front of us with, you know, the big PA with a lot of bass, and it sounds so good, and the energy is there, and all the people are happy to be there. It's like a community, which I think it's amazing. We don't have this feeling in a lot of places in the world. So that's what I hope people realize and are missing and want to get back to.
So if you could get into a time machine and go back in time and see a band or a musician live, who would you go see?
Oh, that's a hard one. I really love to see Jacob Collier. I think he's coming back in Montreal soon, so I'm going to see him. But there's a couple bands I would love to see again, for sure. It's really hard to answer that question.
Well, yeah, no, you did. Yeah, with Jacob. No, that's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, for our purposes, being more of an exclusive kind of jazz show here, I'm curious, why do you love jazz?
Oh, I love so many things about jazz. I love the feeling to be free in that music, the feeling to that you don't have necessarily to follow structures or any type of, you know, like you don't have to do a verse chorus bridge, or even when you play, like when I record for some, you know, pop musicians, sometimes they are really precise on what they want, and it has to be you know, the same part every time, which is good for that kind of music. But I like to be free and try to bring some new stuff on the table. So jazz is a good music for that. I love how, you know, how the industry of jazz is evolving. So you see now all kind of new jazz music. You see, you know, electronic influences. You see African influences. You see all bunch of jazz. So that's kind of great to play that kind of music with all those influences.
So everyone has a perception or an idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your fans, but ultimately you live your life, you have an idea of who you are. Who do you think you are?
That's a good question. I think I'm, you know, I always loved music, but what I love the most is sharing, you know, my passion with other people and this connection with people. So I think I'm just a guy who wants to connect with people and share his experiences and his voice with other people. And yeah, I mean, I'm still learning about myself every day. So I'm just really enjoying my life and enjoying making music. And that's who I am.
Right on. Well, Frankie, it sounds like it. I can hear the music. So, hey, man, I'm really looking forward to playing you on the show. Thank you for taking a minute out today, and good luck not only with the album, but the return to the life stage.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's a true pleasure, and looking forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Montreal, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Frankie for his time, music, and stories. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.